Kelly's tan is just barely darker than the white sand beaches in South Florida. We're live from Baker's Cay Resort, Key Largo on the Kid Nation Family Vacation. Thanks to Hilton and Visit Florida.
And we already had a blast last night. We had a welcoming party.
We did.
Had some tequila. Had a good time. But there was a little issue before all that. During our flight out here. Now, we had separate flights when we flew out here to Florida.
And we always have a little issue. We always try and figure out who the valuable people are on the show when we figure out who's on which flight.
Isn't it normally who flies with Kelly? that's when we're like...
It's like the issue, yeah.
Because the reason we do this is... And I don't know if this is true. I think this is what we came up with. But if somehow something happens,
yes,
we need at least a couple of people to go on with the show.
To go on. So,
in this case, if something were to happen to Kelly and Jenna's flight, it'd be the Big Al and JC show.
How about that?
Because that's who was on that flight right there. We wouldn't have a producer.
So I figured I was okay because I was with the captain.
Yeah. We wouldn't have a producer. We wouldn't have an engineer. We wouldn't have female co-hosts.
But I got you, dog.
But we
got
have
me.
Each other, bro.
Yeah, man.
It's that one time when we went to London, but I was the only cast member on the other flight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, I see.
You would have been solo. They deemed you to be a person that could carry the show by herself.
Yes, Jenna. I'm sure that's what that was.
The Jenna show.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we had the early flight. And we've talked about this in the past. The people that annoy you the most at airports. To me, number one is the hoverers. The people that, as soon as they say, hey, we're going to start boarding, they get right next to
where
the
line's supposed to be. Yeah, like group 7's lined up. I'm sorry, are you in line or are you just standing here?
Yeah, right. I figured out how to get away from being annoyed by those people. We just show up late to board.
Yeah.
That way, you don't have to run into them. We showed up a little bit late, and there were already one group past our group, so we got right back on.
Yeah,
we
the
got
only right downside on. With that is if you have carry-on, then all the overhead's taken.
That's the issue right there. But we didn't have that going on because we had to check our bags. So I was not annoyed by those people this time, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on the plane. I did not sit next to my wife because my wife bought a separate ticket. She ended up sitting up closer to the front of the plane, and I was in the back, and I sat next to... The perfect person to sit next to, a 5'2" woman.
Nice.
I had all the room in the world. She became my person.
Yes.
That lady and I were like, we're people.
You bonded?
We bonded.
That we was talked?
My, we, a little bit before I put my headphones on and started watching my movie. But that was my person. That's my partner right there. That's my seatmate.
You're my seatmate.
We go down, we're going down together. Yeah. You and me.
I got you. And she had her kids right there in the aisle next to us. So I knew she had a family. So I'm like, I will protect this person at all costs.
Oh, I see where this is going. Someone disrespects your partner.
That's my person, Jenna. And so we land the plane. And everybody does the thing that happens when those little... the little ding happens. Everybody stands up.
Then you just stand.
You just stand there and just wait, right? Because everybody has to get off the plane.
Especially if you're in row 24. So you're going to be standing for a while, but you want to be the first one to stand up, I guess.
I do not recall, Alan, you can maybe have my back on this. Normally when there's people that need to go catch another flight, they let you know, hey, people, can you please stay seated and let the people that need to catch another flight go first?
Mm-hmm. And that usually is never respected.
And it's never respected. Nobody does respect it, but I don't even think they said that at this point.
I don't think they said it either.
So we're standing there and we're waiting patiently for the plane to unload, and people are going slowly because there's some older people on the plane, and so it takes them a little bit longer, and that's fine. And when it gets to our turn to go, Big Al, you got to get out. No problem.
I was two or three rows ahead of you, so I was gone.
So that lady that was sitting next to me was waiting for Big Al to leave because, you know, there was a little bit of some traffic in the aisle. So she gets up to get her bag out. And remember, this woman's about 5'2". She's short, and she's reaching up to get it. And I'm, you know, there's guys right there, and they're about to start helping her because they noticed she needed a little bit of help. As this is happening, and she's reaching up, her little kid gets into the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, the guy behind her barges through, just trucks this woman. Just not an excuse
Body
me.
Body checks her?
Not a...
Pretty much.
Sorry, nothing. Just throws her down on the ground, basically. She falls over.
Oh, my gosh.
Her little kid falls back into the seat. And I see this happen, and he just trucked through and started walking. I reached for the man.
You grabbed him?
I tried, Jenna, but he had already gotten it. It was one of those, like,
he was moving too fast.
He was moving too fast, and I missed him. So that made me mad that I wasn't able to make him stop.
It wasn't one of those reaches like I do, Kelly, when I really don't want to grab the person in the first place, when I just kind of reach out.
Like the sloth reach?
Like
I went over the seat. Like,
dang it, if I could just grab you, I would kick you.
I lunged at this dude, and I missed him, and so all I had left was, you could have waited, jerk. You know, something like that. I yelled at him, and he did not even respond to that. He just kept walking. And I'm like, dang it. I'm never going to see that punk again because he's probably just going to run. So I'm getting out, and I'm heated.
You missed your hero moment.
I missed my hero moment, right? So I'm getting off the plane. And I
Kenzie
see,
and I are out already there. We're standing there in Russ' face. We're standing there talking to each other and waiting on JC to come out.
So I see them, and then I glance over to my left, and that jerk is standing right there.
There he is. Was he waiting for you?
No. I don't think he was waiting for me, but, you know, it made me even more angry, the fact that he didn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, he wasn't even in
a
hurry.
He trucked this small woman and her kid for no reason, and I don't know what, but for some reason, I just went... Like, just laser focus on this dude.
I thought JC had to pee really bad. That's what I thought. Because
made a beeline.
I've done that because I'm standing right there. So surely he sees me and his lovely wife right next to me. So I'm like, of course he sees us. I didn't even say, hey, JC, because I know he sees us. He is focused. He's like one of those horses with the blinders on. He's not looking at anything. But
guys, dude, I couldn't tell you why. I just had enough. Yeah,
right. You wanted to right or wrong.
Yeah. And so he kind of had his back to me. So I walked straight to the guy. I grabbed him by the shoulder and I swing him around.
You touched him.
Yeah, I touched him. I did touch him. I put my hands on him. My bad. And so he turns around and he looks at me. I was like, next time you make a woman fall down, we'll knock you down or something like that.
Did you hear this out?
Yes. A little. I didn't hear it, but I saw him. And JC's finger was in the guy's face.
I made it.
Pointing?
And I'm like, I pointed.
What in
describe
the heck?
Him. And describe him to me so I can get a visual.
Maybe
okay.
About 6 foot. He's about my height.
Your height.
Heavier than me. Bigger than me. About 200, maybe 30 pounds.
What was he wearing?
He was wearing a... I don't remember.
Fit heavier or dad bod heavier?
A dad bod heavier.
Probably dad bod heavier.
Probably a polo shirt and some jeans.
Older?
Kind of, if you
want to get maybe a little bit.
30.
Yeah,
30.
Maybe younger than me, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And
slightly nerdy look, but you know, not that that matters.
It doesn't. It's just he still did the
visual.
I'm just trying to help.
More facial hair than you?
No.
I'm just really trying to get the details.
Wireframe glasses, though.
Oh.
And so I turned him, and it was more colorful than that. Obviously, I had to make it nice. And he goes, "What? What the blank's your problem?" And as soon as this is, I feel somebody grab me. I'm like, "Oh, he's got homies." I look back, and it's Russ' face.
Russ is about 2 feet shorter than JC, but you know, Russ' face puts his hand on JC's shoulder and chest, like, "Come on, man, it's not worth it, man, it's not worth it. Come on, JC, it's not worth it."
And so he's going, "You say you're going to knock me out?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'll knock you out. You knocked the woman down. You need to apologize to the woman." He goes, "No. What's your problem?"
So then I go over. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but JC, Russ, let's evacuate. I'm not trying to get into a fight at the airport.
Yeah, I was like, why don't you try to knock me down? So
we're just mad at
him. I'm so mad at this guy. Dude.
Where's the woman?
She's still trying. Like, she's getting out of the plane. I don't know.
She doesn't even know you're out there defending her
right,
honor.
I don't think so. Because
no.
I did this because she was still in there. She had a bunch of kids. She had like 3 or 4 kids, and she was getting her back. So this happened. I tried to get out there to find him, and I found him. And finally, Big Al pulls me away, and the guy starts walking away. And I notice that his wife and his kid are right there. And they're looking like, what just happened?
Did they not see him do that?
No, they did not. They were sitting separate, like we were all sitting separate, I guess. But, yeah, I finally had enough, and I snapped at this guy.
And then he said, hey, JC from the Big Crowded Morning Show.
I'm not going to lie. I was kind of scared that he would say something like that.
Or someone, well.
Like, when a confrontation like that starts happening, and because he looked at me weird at first. Like before he said,
you.
What the blank is your problem? He looked at me like, I was like, oh, no. This guy listens to our show. This is not going to be good.
I love Beat the Bank, JC. How come guys never win?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly was my favorite anyway. I don't understand. It does irk me, too, because I thought that was just everyone knew the etiquette of filing off the plane.
Yeah,
because,
there's nothing you can do.
Unless you were polite, like, I am going to be late for a flight. Can you please let me squeeze through? But it's crazy.
I don't get it, man.
I don't get it.
And he didn't save any time. It's not like he had anywhere to go.
And he was standing right there.
He literally just did it because... Why? For no reason.
Just an idiot.
Just because.
Just idiot says idiots everywhere.
And then you'd be surprised how many times you see a woman struggling to get a bag overhead, and there's men all around, and they don't help.
Don't help.
I honestly thought that's what he was trying to do. I thought he was trying to go help her, because a couple other guys were moving to help her.
He was bump drafting
just
somebody in front of him.
Like, what an example you're setting, man.
That's who I feel bad for, his wife and child.
Yeah, I felt bad after that, because I said it in front of his kids and stuff, but I think he deserved it.
You need to know what kind of man your father is.
Good job.
What are you doing, bro?
He's giving you a slow clap.
Yeah.
Slow clap.
Thank you for your feminism duty.
Thank you. Yeah. I figured, might as well snap on one guy.
But, you know, you didn't do what I would have done if people had been holding me back.
What
That's when
done?
I get very animated. When people start holding me back, you better hold me because I'm going to get him right now. Hold my watch. Then I start taking off my jewelry. Next yeah. Take off my watch, necklace,
I
glasses.
I noticed people started looking when you guys started yeah. pulling me back. I was like, yeah, I don't want it to become a whole scene.
It's
going to
be viral, dude. Yeah. You could have been viral. We could have had like a million hits.
Man, you could have been on TMZ.
Right? I know.
Right?
So you're saying I should have swung?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Take one for the team, man.
You could have gotten deported.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. I can't get deported right now.
Might be a bad time to do that.
Yeah.
Ice, baby.
Can't get sent back home, you know? No, speaking of sitting next to people that are cool and becoming... My wife sat next to this lady.
Uh-huh.
Did Kenzie tell you?
Yeah. I met her. She had just run in the
Olympics.
No, because I think I was talking to Kenzie about it. I was too busy going out, dude.
Yeah.
But this lady was like 80 years old, just ran in the Senior Olympics. And ran the 100 meters. Usain Bolt ran it like in 9 seconds, right?
Yeah.
She ran it in 18 seconds.
She's just like Barbados, I think. A whole group of them. And they were just a group of people traveling back from the Olympics. And all of them medaled in something. You know, there's like 4 or 5 people.
Like mall walking?
Yeah. Not mall walking. But like they have starting blocks and everything for these guys.
Yeah. She's out there racing. Like, she has, like, really cool story. I guess my wife talked to her. That's why I don't like sitting next to people, because then you got to talk to them about it. But my wife said she wanted to get her contact, and the lady was like, yeah, you can just Google me.
Google me.
She did the Rihanna thing. And you Google her, and sure enough,
she shows up.
All her stuff shows up.
I
like, she's famous.
I want Al to compete in the Senior Olympics.
Give me a few years.
No, I mean at your age now. I think it'd be so fun to watch.
Yeah. I'd be fairly entertaining.
Well, you pull up lame out of the gate.
Yeah,
you tear that hamstring.
That's when I tore my ACL, though.
When you race Jenna?
Yeah.
And that 40. That's his excuse because I beat him. And I told him to warm up. It was chilly outside that morning.
Yeah.
Studs don't need to warm up.
We are going to be competing, though. We have a couples competition going on.
Oh, boy.
Between all the couples here on the trip. Now,
are we finally going to find out what we're doing?
Yeah, we'll tell you what some of these competitions entail. When we come back, we're live from the Baker's K Resort in Key Largo, Florida, in the Keys. We're the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Baker's K Resort Key Largo, the first curio collection by Hilton Property in the Florida Keys. And where we're hanging out for this year's Kid Nation Family Vacation, thanks to Hilton and Visit Florida.
We're live from our family vacation.
Yeah.
Right here at Baker's K Resort in Key Largo, in the Florida Keys. Now, we did get a question. By the way, the text is working. If you want to text us, it's still the same phone number. We might not be taking phone calls right now, but definitely taking those text messages at 800-543-3548. And they had a question on the text. Is K not pronounced key? I'm going to say no. But we will talk to somebody who knows probably a little bit later on the show.
Huh.
Who will give us all the information that we need to know in case we have been saying it wrong. We don't think we have been.
Baker's K.
We're going to be doing a couples competition this week. And we also got a text that says, hey, why don't you guys have Big Al compete in the couples challenge with part-time Justin or Anna? That's what we're doing. He's going to compete with Justin, though.
Yay.
Because Anna's in a very happy relationship, and we don't want to ruin that.
Yeah.
She just got back from visiting him in Jersey. Everything's still good, Anna?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
good.
So we don't want to ruin that with Big Al.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So it's going to be part-time Justin and Big Al Mac.
Yay.
It's going to be Kelly.
Yes, buddy. Can you be happy?
Be happy.
I'm happy.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like
it. Get behind your partner.
I'm more happy about the bacon this morning. Yeah, you're actually being my partner.
You're acting like you got drafted by the Cleveland Browns 4 years ago. You know, like, this is...
No, I'm happy.
Okay.
Oh.
Make it till you make it, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Happy.
Then you got Kelly and her husband, Alan. You got me with my wife, Kinsey. And then you got Jenna and El Novio. Juan Snow. Yeah.
Good, babe.
Well, he came this morning, but there's so many people in here, there's nowhere to sit. So I told him to come back down if he wants.
Yeah, we have a packed house.
He has to do work, too. I told you, he's always on the phone doing some business.
Yeah.
Business.
Yeah, he was working next door.
Is he competitive, Jenna? Are you?
Jenna
no,
is.
Yeah, I'm competitive. I make the classic mistake in every relationship where I beat them at sports. I've learned that that's not the thing to do. So,
no.
Mini basketball, I'm really clutch on. I'm not sure why. So, yeah, when we were in San Antonio not long ago, I beat him in basketball. But he's really athletic. But we haven't actually done any real challenges other than sprinting on a treadmill recently in a workout class. I wanted to beat him.
Did you beat him?
Yeah, I beat him, but then the next day we couldn't get out of bed. Our hips hurt so bad. So we'll see. Why are these athletic competitions?
I think some of them will be athletic.
He's definitely fitter than I am.
Yeah. So, but you guys are competing with each other, so you're not
together.
Gonna have to, yeah, he's on your team.
Great.
So, yeah,
okay.
You don't have to worry about beating him. You just got to worry about beating me, Alan, Kelly, Kinsey.
Yeah, I feel like I'm that partner Justin. That will be disappointed in my partner if he drops the ball. That, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Instead of competing against him, I'm going to be upset if we lose because of him.
Yeah. That could happen. I mean, there could be some tension with the couples here. Now, White Cheddar, who's going to be overseeing the competition, mm-hmm. You're the referee.
Yes. Well, yeah. Okay, cool.
You don't want to be the referee?
Yeah, I'll be the referee.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Can you give us a hint?
Well, some of these challenges also will test your compatibility because y'all are going to have to work together on things.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about building a sandcastle together?
Yes!
No, Kelly?
I mean, I'm fine because I don't know if I might be great. I've never really done that before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one of them.
Okay. I might be great at that.
You'll be timed.
So
you have a certain amount of time.
Okay.
And then we'll let Kid Nation decide.
See, that's something I'd rather just watch other people do. Mm,
right.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
what else?
There's definitely
what
an
else?
Art form when it comes
there's
to
a,
sandcastle
there's building. A photo shoot challenge.
A photo shoot challenge. Gosh.
You have to pick what you want to do. Do you want to go setting the whole deal? Do you want to do it at sunset? Do you want to do it at sunrise? Do you want to do it in the middle of the day? Do you want to have bathing suits on? Do you want to dress up? Like, it's your deal.
See, we got that Instagram queen, Jenna, over here. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but I haven't done a lot of couples pics.
Okay, that's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's pics of us. I thought, like, you can just take random pictures of a sunset or girls on the beach.
Like a blogger-style type picture.
That's
like going to
be one of the things that isn't the advantage of having two guys on a team, probably.
No, it is an advantage.
You think?
Because
they can be
funny.
Yeah, everybody's
going to
love it.
Okay.
So we're going to probably lose that.
Another thing is the buried treasure challenge.
What
buried
is that?
So some things will be hidden in the sand in a certain area. And each team will find as many items in a set time.
Okay.
And you'll have metal detectors.
Kelly's just over.
You'll have metal detectors, so you don't have to get down and dirty.
Oh, we can be at this other people.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to have a metal detector.
Yeah, I kind of want to do that.
That'll be fun.
Okay.
But my husband has the that's probably
he has a what?
He has a very bad sense of direction. But this isn't like
it's fire.
True. He does. Yeah. I'm not talking bad about him. He gets lost a mile from the house.
Yeah, but we're not like sending him to the mall.
Exactly. We're not like this. Isn't like we're trying to go back. We're just gonna okay. Uh-huh. So we might have a chance.
Alan's gonna be back in Plano. What y'all doing, man?
I didn't find it, but I found my house.
Yeah.
And then y'all, I need to vote on a couple of things. There's a bunch of beach games we can play.
Okay.
Instead of playing them all, maybe we decide on two.
All right.
Spike ball. You know how to play spike ball?
Yeah.
A spike ball is a choice. Cornhole, can jam, or bottle bash.
Yes. I like cornhole.
Can jam.
I love
what's
cornhole.
Can jam?
That sounds
can jam is like a frisbee game where you throw into.
Oh.
Whatever. Yeah, spike ball or cornhole.
Spike ball looks pretty fun, too. But that one's.
Yeah.
That can get intense.
Yeah, that can get intense.
There's some diving going on.
Think about it. You don't have to have an answer right this second. We'll play an on-air game as well.
All right.
With your significant other.
Yeah,
you have to answer questions back and forth.
And that's what's hard for me because this is so new. For instance, Russ asked me his shoe size and his sandwich choice. I don't know.
Just pick one, right?
Well, of course you just pick one, but I just realized I don't know him that well yet. I don't know his shoe size.
12?
11?
Yeah.
11.
Uh-huh. 11?
11-ish.
Yeah. Same. <Yeah. laughs> We will also be doing a beach limbo.
Oh, man.
Oh
limbo. Man. Who is the most flexible
Justin.
Here?
You gotta be limber to do limbo.
Actually,
right?
I know for a fact that Anna's the most flexible because I took Justin and Anna to a yoga class last year. Anna hardly works out, and she's like Gumby. It's ridiculous.
Well, good thing Anna's not competing because she would destroy us.
Yeah, right.
Put me in, coach.
So we'll do that tomorrow night at dinner.
At dinner?
Limbo at dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, before, I hope.
Somebody's going to toot.
Oh, yeah, we're eating on the beach.
we're eating on the beach.
That's right.
Someone's going to toot.
Toot?
Yeah, someone's going to toot. Somebody always toots during
that. Really?
Yeah. Imagine your stomach's going to be getting pushed. When you're bending backwards,
it's getting stretched.
Yeah, but it's going to push down on it, and it's going
to
the gases move around.
It's gonna. I'm telling you, every time I've done a limbo, somebody ends up.
Well, you need to focus on your gut health before then.
Yeah, clear it out.
Yeah.
I just don't want to have that video floating out there.
Is there anything we can do in the gym to help our chances at limbo?
I don't think so.
I'm gonna host a stretch session after the show today for limbo.
Okay. And then also at dinner tomorrow night is a special thing. There's someone special here with us will be presenting dinner.
Dinner. Oh, okay.
Or not.
Well, there's that too. Right, Justin?
Yes.
We're going to have to rely on Justin, guys.
Yes, I'm going to go seep deep fishing.
Wait, what?
Seep deep. Got that seep deep, huh?
What's the seep deep you're talking about?
I'm going to go catch some fish on a boat.
I'm so confident right now.
With
seep deep fishing. That's a new activity here at the Baker's Cay Resort.
Can we save that drop?
They might even throw in an Asia.
Wow, you guys have everything.
I'm going to catch some flounders.
So you're catching, and then we're going to have to eat what you catch.
Yes.
But you're not, I heard that you're not cooking it. You know, I've already asked this question.
They said I could, maybe.
Because after yesterday, your gum and those hot Cheetos, I do not trust your food preparation.
I bet not. No, but they are going to let me pick out the spices and herbs, so I get to go take a little basket, look at some leaves.
They have like a beautiful garden on the roof here at the resort that they grow all of that, so.
It's going to be so much fun. And I'm a good cook, too, so hopefully I'll make you guys proud. Yeah. I'll be a fisherman.
You left that crawfish in your car for 3 days.
Yeah, well, I did. Who would know that crawfish isn't supposed to be saved as a leftover?
Everybody.
You mean not refrigerated.
Crawfish doesn't smell good when it's cooked properly.
No, I had it simmering. I had it simmering on the pot all night, but it just got all soggy and gross. But here's a tip I found. If you want to save your crawfish, peel them and shell them and then put them in the freezer. That way it just...
Not in a hot car.
Or get more. There's plenty.
Oh. But it was early in the morning. I was trying to celebrate eating crawfish with you guys at like 6 a.m.
Don't touch the fish too much tomorrow.
It'll cook. All right, so Justin's going seep D diving.
Some fish with a net, maybe a pole.
And now if he doesn't catch anything, we have no food.
Oh, boy.
At all. So
you know what you have to do to those fish after you catch them, right? You know how this goes.
You got
to
gut it.
Oh.
You gotta fillet them.
Yeah, you have to.
Gotta clean them.
I've only done it with a bug.
You gotta take the skin off.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You gotta get the fillet from the bones.
I'm gonna kill Nemo.
No, we don't want to eat Nemo, because Nemo's very tiny. That's a clown fish, right?
Yeah. My goal is to catch an octopus. Wouldn't that? Let's eat some octopus.
They're very smart. You know they're very smart. They're very hard to catch. Don't you remember when I went octopus hunting?
No. You went?
When I tried? I was determined on that vacation to find an octopus.
No. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're very good at hiding. They blend into the surroundings. Yeah, so you're going to have to dive in to get it. If you find an area of clean sand, that's where they are.
All right, I keep my eye out on them.
They're delicious, though. If you catch that out.
You'll eat some? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I love octopus.
It's easier than it looks, dude. I mean, it's harder than
that. I bet it is. I've never gone hunting either. Yeah. Like, people go hunt hog, people go hunt deer.
Go octopus
hunting. No,
you get a stick, you poke it around in some holes. There might be eels.
Get some fish. Okay. All right. So I'll hunt. I'll be like Bear Grylls.
All right.
Find the food. Yep. You got to eat it.
You going to eat it?
I'll be the hunter if y'all be the gatherers, okay?
In fact, you should do it like naked and afraid, right?
Go naked.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's exactly what I'm right.
Yeah.
One with nature.
He doesn't have a problem with that.
No.
Is anybody going to help you with this?
Yes.
I think Alan. Alan's going to come, right?
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Alan's always, one of his bucket list items is to go deep sea fishing.
Okay.
Or sea deep.
Sea deep fishing. Alan, you going to wear the Speedo? The mankini while you're deep sea fishing with no.
Did you bring the Speedo, Alan? No.
He brought the Speedo.
Where?
Yeah, buddy.
Justin brought his as well.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so y'all go naked ish and afraid.
Yeah. It's gonna be great.
Let's go. Just us men fishing.
Take a Juan.
Okay. Juan Snow.
All right. We're here on our family vacation at Baker's Cay Resort. We'll be right back.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're here at Baker's Cay Resort, and joining us on the show right now is the boss lady, the general manager, Joy Michelle Can I say your middle name? Is that cool, Joy?
That's cool.
Joy Michelle.
Joy Michelle. Do you like going by Joy Michelle?
It's all about the last name. So Joy Boyd sounds funny.
Uh-huh. So you got to throw Michelle in there. Yeah. You're the general manager. You run everything behind the scenes. But we all know the true boss of the Baker's K is Maya, of course.
Yes.
The
dog. I only support her.
Yes. That's who we were greeted by when we got here. And that was the best.
It's cool. Yeah. Walk up and you see a beautiful Siberian husky.
Yeah.
Through the keys.
Yeah.
Right. She lives the life.
She does.
She just gets to roam.
She lives her best doggy life.
How'd that come about, to have a pet at the hotel?
We'd always had the canine program in mind, even pre-renovation. So we'd always have a kind of a director of pet relations here at the resort. Before, we had this beautiful white mutt named Rambo. Uh-huh. And then Scott Brown came on board and had a husky with him, and we took a nomination, and Maya won.
Yeah. Oh, bye, Rambo.
Rambo.
Oh, Rambo.
Well, sorry about your Rambo.
Have you seen Maya? She's beautiful.
She is, but what about Rambo?
I feel bad about Rambo.
Rambo's human no longer works here, so that...
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when Rambo wins, so did the human.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rambo lost. That means you lose too.
Maya even has an Instagram and everything.
That's so cool. Yeah. This is a pet-friendly hotel, so that means you can bring your pet with you, which is so
nice
for people. It's a struggle sometimes.
It is.
So when you bring your pet, you say you have a pet relations person. What is your pet?
Maya is actually our director of pet relations.
Yes.
We pay her in bones.
Uh-huh.
So you bring your pet, and we feel like everyone else is they're a part of your family. And a lot of people can't travel without them. And I think it's just part of having a life experience is having it with your pet, who so often is your child.
Yeah.
I can tell you how many times I've gone to the beach. I'm like, man, if Curtis was here with me, it would be so awesome.
You could have brought Curtis.
He loves the water. Right.
Yeah.
You can't catch a glimpse of Maya on my Instagram because I did get a video. I gave her a little Kid Nation bandana put around her neck. She was all about
it. Very cute.
Yeah, so she looks good.
So there's 1,700 islands here in the Florida Keys. Could you name them, please?
I could. I wouldn't, though, because we don't have that much time.
She probably could.
For people that have never been to the Keys, what are you most known for?
Diving, fishing, obviously. It's all about the water here, and so everyone is out boating, diving, fishing at all times.
And it's so accessible. I think that's what's so cool. Because sometimes you go on vacation, you stay in a great hotel, but then you have to travel really far to get to a marina, to then go out on a boat, and it's a whole thing. And so we found out yesterday at dinner that some of the water activities that we're doing, we actually just leave our room and walk right down and you have that whole dock.
Right there on the
beach. So all the water activities are literally right
there. And we've got some great captains, Captain Casey, which I don't know if, I think you'll meet him later on this week, as well as a ton of captains that come here. And
Captain Morgan in the bar downstairs. Kelly met him last night.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Good time.
He's one of those pirate captains.
So what are we going to be doing? What's in store for us today? Because we're doing a bunch of water sports.
I know,
Joy?
Your itinerary. I think you're doing some parasailing.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like kayaking, paddle boarding.
In the seaplane,
And
believe.
You're doing the seaplane.
I want to do that bike on the water.
The aqua cycles are pretty fun.
It looks so cool.
Is it harder?
Yeah, I saw those.
It's like.
Is it fun?
Yeah. I think it's better than paddleboarding in
a little bit easier.
So many ways. Yeah.
A little bit easier.
Easier than paddleboarding.
You feel like you're going somewhere. But today's pretty clear and clean and very flat. So
as we look out,
I think everything's going to be pretty
you
beautiful.
You also have a perfect place to jet ski.
We do.
That water is just crystal clear.
Yes.
And smooth.
No wake. Just smooth.
Right.
Smooth riding.
Yes.
You know what I saw, guys, that George and I want to try?
What's that?
We want to do the paddleboarding. Yep. But at night.
Yep.
The lit up paddleboard.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never seen that.
So you go at night, right, Joy?
Uh-huh, that's right.
And you have somebody leading you, obviously. You're not going to let us do it by ourselves, right?
Well, you'd be out in the middle of the ocean.
Well, George has this idea of going to Cuba.
Right.
So I'm like, no.
Yeah, y'all aren't here tomorrow.
You're too far.
You're stuck in Cuba.
Yeah. We paddleboarded to Cuba.
Yeah.
So, a bunch of cool activities to do.
Yes.
Now, is the seaplane, it's going to be out there as well?
Yeah, the seaplane's going to fly right up to Hammock Beach and pick you up and fly around.
And we land on the water.
You do.
Huh.
And then you swim?
You can if you want.
Do whatever you want to do. Yep.
That is so cool. Have you been on it, Joy?
I've not been on the seaplane. I certainly have had the seaplane here a few times.
Does it have a bathroom, just in case?
No.
What do you mean?
No.
I was just wondering.
How's that guy that that gets on the airplane, and before it we even take off, he goes to the bathroom. Yeah. He goes to the he has to go to the bathroom.
I like to use all of the amenities on my aircraft.
Be prepared.
We got to give some love to our waitress last night, Dee Dee.
Oh
my gosh, she could remember 20 orders.
We didn't even remember our order.
Yeah, we didn't know what we ordered.
Yeah,
yeah.
So she did an awesome job. I just want you to know that.
Yeah,
yeah. Thank you.
She was great.
You guys have an awesome tequila bar, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anything you would ever wish for, tequila-wise.
Yes. Our team is actually going to Mexico to visit the Patron and check out the agave. Yeah. Check out the whole process and do all that. But we really did put a lot of love into that tequila.
That's a tough work trip, huh?
Yeah, right.
I got to go to that tequila distillery. Or
and they got their own tequila. I mean, their own version.
We selected a barrel. And so I did the tasting with the Patron folks right before we opened. And we did two different versions. So we have an Añejo and a Reposado.
Yeah. So we're talking to Joy. She's the general manager of Baker's Cave Resort. Now, the other question we have is, and people have been texting us and correcting us, K. Is it supposed to be K or Key? Because we have people telling us we're saying it wrong. Yeah, we're getting corrected.
No, you're actually correct.
We are correct, right? It's K.
What, they think it should be K Largo?
It's
Key Largo.
Key Largo.
It's
Key
Largo. It's C-A-Y, Baker's K.
Baker's K.
It's a fancy.
Oh, Baker's K, yeah.
Yeah, because it can't be Baker's Key and Key Largo.
It'd be K Largo.
Good.
Well, if
you can do seat D fishing, you can change.
Yeah,
we can change anything around that we want.
Yeah, yeah. Justin's gonna go catch our food today, Joy.
I'm gonna go seat
tomorrow.
Fishing
tomorrow. I mean, he's
there
right
he
there.
Is. And I heard he's gonna make some key lime pie with Chef.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Really?
Me.
Jenna is.
Oh, so Jenna gets so good.
I hope so, because they all know I've made pies for them. I'm not great at cooking, but I love to bake.
Yeah.
Pie's my favorite, and key lime pie is my absolute favorite.
There
and I've actually never tried to make a key lime pie before.
Chef Andy will take you through it, I'm sure.
I'm so
you
excited.
You guys get along great.
Really. I'm most looking forward to that. Thank you.
We had a key lime, what was it, a martini?
Martini,
yesterday?
Yeah, my wife
that was pretty much on.
Yeah.
I'm not even a fancy drink guy, but
your bartending staff.
Did I have one?
Is on point.
I'm sure you did,
Kelly. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know if you had one of anything.
We're filling Kelly in on last night, Joy, as you can tell.
Yeah.
We had a really good time.
My vacation starts today because I don't remember yesterday.
Well, Joy, if we want anybody from Kid Nation to come out here and visit Baker's Cave Resort, what's the website we can go check out?
BakersCave.com.
There you go.
Yeah, hit up Joy. She'll hook you up.
A great name for a general manager at such a nice place. Joy. You're bringing joy to us.
When she walked in the room, she was like a celebrity. She's like, oh, Joy. Everybody was all excited Joy was here.
No.
Joy, it's such a pleasure to meet you. Thank
it's
you so much
you
for having us this
Thank
week.
Thank you for coming.
We're going to get to see you all week long, right?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
You and Maya?
Me and Maya.
All right. Everybody give it up for Joy.
Yay.
Thank you, Joy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Having a blast out here, and we're about to go do a bunch of water sports today.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Petty Monday text here.
Okay.
It's a hotel theme, so I figured might as well read it, because we're staying at a hotel.
We are.
This is why you should be nice to all employees at every place you attend or anywhere you stay at. They wrote us and said, I work at the front desk of a major hotel, and when I deal with someone rude on the phone who's making a reservation, I make sure to stick them in front of the closest elevator. And if they ask for upgrades, I tell them we don't have any and still put them by the elevator.
Petty Monday.
Hashtag Petty Monday.
Petty Monday.
Well, I, every once in a while, remember to check my direct messages on Instagram, and I'm so glad I checked this one. I got one from I Am Unique.
I'm Unique.
Unique.
She calls the show all the time.
Yes. Anyway, for her Petty Monday, she said, me and my brother went to a corner store, and a girl in front of us dropped $40 on the ground. Well, my brother, being the gentleman he is, picked it up and wanted to give it back, so he tapped on the girl's shoulder, and she turned around and said, I got a boyfriend, so we don't have nothing to talk about.
Oh.
And he said, all right. We stood in line and watched her get to the counter, and when she went to pay, she started looking for her money and then turned around and looked dead at my brother, and my brother said, I have a girlfriend. We don't have nothing to talk about. And went up to the counter and paid for his stuff with her money and then gave her the change.
Nice. Nice job, bro.
That's hilarious.
Nice job.
Nicely done.
It's time for tidbit news.
Got some tidbits for you here. I don't know how this happened. I don't know if you guys saw this, but a woman fell asleep on an Air Canada flight earlier this month.
Okay.
Somehow got left on the plane. And when she woke up, it was cold, dark, and parked.
What?
She managed to get the plane door open somehow, and she used a flashlight to signal for help. Air Canada says they're going to investigate how this could possibly happen. How did they miss a sleeping person on a plane?
How hard was she sleeping?
Yeah.
I have gotten off a plane before where the woman obviously took some help, medicated help.
Shut up.
And I have seen this woman, I mean, like, passed out as everybody's passing her on the plane. Somebody would have had to have physically gotten her to wake up.
Wow.
But so maybe it's like one of those things the cleaning crew is like, just let her sleep, until somebody assumes somebody else woke her up.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how that
maybe
happens.
The cleaning crew doesn't have anything to do with it. They just clean and think she had another flight.
Yeah, not my problem.
Wow. That's so, sleeping hard.
Yeah. Imagine how scary that would be to wake up right there, for sure. I don't know how this happens either. A guy was on trial in Miami for a burglary last week, and he threw his own feces at the judge.
Oh,
ew!
He did other things. I'm not going to mention it because it's early in the morning, but things no reasonable human would do, right?
Yeah.
He also yelled, quote, "It's protein," after he did some things.
Oh, man. Okay.
After he did that, though.
No, he's mentally
after he did
ill.
That, the jury found him not guilty.
Because they say he's mentally ill.
No, because he was not guilty of burglary. He,
So they charge him with something else?
He still has some grand theft auto. That
not
he
guilty.
Has to
I mean, they should, smell me.
They should charge him for what he did in that courtroom.
Yeah, that's, that can't be legal.
Exactly right. I'm sure he's going to get in trouble with that. Luckily, it didn't hit the judge, but he's facing a grand theft auto charge, plus he may now face charges for what he did in the courtroom.
Mm.
Well, I would just say you're guilty based on just throwing stuff, man. Like, what are you doing, bro?
That never happens on Judge Judy.
What?
Throwing VC.
Judge Judy is not put up with that, bro. No. Like, you can't mess with it right there. A guy in Wisconsin thought two guys walking towards him were going to rob him, so he pulled out his gun, and he accidentally shot himself. They were just walking past him, though.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens? Who just pulls out a gun just because two dudes are walking towards you?
Mm.
And also an elderly couple in England. I feel bad for them. They said they were held hostage in their house for 6 days. By some nesting seagulls who would attack them every time they would try to leave their house.
The seagulls are pretty violent, man.
Yeah, they get mad.
Yeah, and I went to a hotel one time. Yeah. What was that? St. Thomas, somewhere. And there was just like a row of iguanas outside my door.
And you stayed in the room the whole time?
I stayed in the doggone room. I didn't go out there. I'm scared of those doggone things.
I know.
Remember the woman who got her?
That's what your ex-wife needed to do. Just keep some strange animals around. You never would have left.
What were you saying, Justin?
Do you remember the woman who got her lobster roll stolen by the seagulls? Because they were just she was just taking a picture, and it just came and snatched her from her hand.
Lobster rolls, though, those things are expensive.
Yeah.
Just those seagulls, they're hungry.
They could be up to like $30 for a lobster roll.
Crazy. Yeah. Oh, they're so good, though.
Oh, they're so good.
A lobster roll is just lobster and a sandwich, right?
Yeah. Okay, you're basically paying for the lobster.
I can see that.
Can you catch one of those when you go...
A lobster? Yes, yeah. I'll catch a lobster.
When you go CD fishing?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm going to go CD fishing. I just think he just hopefully gets in the net or something. I don't know.
Are you still hungover from Saturday?
Yeah, very much so. I got the shakes.
That was another edition of Big News.
Good luck, Justin. I'm sure you'll be fine, buddy. And coming up next... Got some love letters right here. Now, is it okay to go through your partner's phone?
No.
If they say, hey, go ahead. Should you do it?
Well, kind of dicey.
This Kid Nation member needs some help when we do love letters to Kelly. We'll return next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Live from Baker's K Resort here in Key Largo.
Oh, an interesting tidbit about Baker's K, Jason.
Yes, Al, give me one.
Baker's K is on a former pineapple farm dating back to the 1800s, and how the resort got its name because Ben Baker was the farmer on the land. Ben and his wife, Catherine, or as he liked to refer to her, Cat, they had 11 children. If you look really closely, you'll find pineapples throughout the property to represent Ben, but also as a symbol of hospitality.
I know. It's a huge symbol of hospitality. Yeah. That's why you see pineapples everywhere. And we had pineapple on our breakfast buffet this morning.
It was so good.
So good.
I love a good pineapple.
You have time to farm if you had 11 kids.
They help you, bro.
I had to take care of those kids.
That's all they had.
Put them to work.
Plenty of time. Yeah. Before we get to Love Letters Kelly, did you know raspberry is trending right now?
Really?
Yeah,
really?
On the Twitters. So I looked at it, and it's apparently the Raspberry Pi 4. Some computer for $35.
What is it?
It's a tiny dual display desktop computer, robot brain, smart home hub, media center, networked AI core, factory controller,
How much
more.
Is it?
$35, starting at $35.
Wow.
Guess
only
you
Raspberry I've ever had is right next to me.
That's right.
Lick me.
You get your choice of RAM, 1 gigabyte, 2 gigabytes, 4 gigabytes.
Is that a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, USB. Yeah. Mm. There's so much to connect. This is cool.
Get one.
What does it do?
It speeds up your computer as well. I haven't read all of it, but all the tech people are loving it.
Hmm. And it's 35. It's affordable. It's
yeah.
$35.
This is like if Raspberry was a computer, if Kelly Raspberry was a computer, she's this.
That's right.
Hey, Raspberry, what's the forecast for today? Can you tell me?
She doesn't talk like that, Alex. It's like a little brain.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
for your computer. But it will speed things up.
That's cool.
Yeah. It looks all techy, too. Look at it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks like a little board.
It looks like a board.
A little board.
Yeah. Am I saying the right things, Don, the engineer?
Not at all.
Not even close.
All I did was read what the Raspberry Pi Twitter said.
You got it all wrong.
Was I at least remotely close?
Look how disgusted he is.
I know.
He's not even saying you're right. He's just like the look of disgust on his
face.
That's
what they said right here.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That's all the things it can do.
You just need to stop right now.
Yeah. Because we all have overpriced computers, so.
Yeah, I don't even know what mine does. Or how many gigabytes. Or RAM. I don't even know what the RAM does.
It's a cool truck.
Yeah. Is it? All right, let's get to it.
Please.
Love letters.
It's Monday,
y'all. Love letters to Kelly.
It's going
to
get better.
Dear Kelly, is it Al?
Yes.
You are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years now. I'm 26. He just turned 31. We've lived together for a year. It's been great. But I'm at that point in my life where I'm financially stable. So is he. I'm very happy with the path that I'm on. And I am ready to buy a house. I'm tired of wasting money on living in apartments. My boyfriend, though, not on board. He's very content with living in apartments. And our apartment is right in the downtown area where all of the bars and younger people party. But I'm completely over it. I'm actually already to the point where I want to give him an ultimatum. Every time I try to bring it up, he blows it off and acts like it's nothing. I think it just scares him, the thought of buying a house. And I'm scared too, but I tell him, that's life. My parents are telling me to just move on and buy a house for myself. But to me, buying a house is something I've always imagined doing with my loved one. I truly love him and see my future with him. I'm at a loss, Kelly. How do I go about this? Do I give him an ultimatum? Carter.
Why's it got to be an ultimatum? Why don't you just buy your house?
Let's go buy a house.
It doesn't have to be an ultimatum, this big thing. It's like, I'm going to make an investment in my future. I'm buying a house.
Boom.
Do it. If I waited till I found love and marriage and all that, I would have been in an apartment forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not forever.
Eventually,
it would have
been a house.
It would have just taken me a lot longer, but I wanted a house, so I bought one as a single woman.
So you make him pay.
He didn't have to pay
anything. You didn't make him pay anything. Buy your house. Buy your house. You just said in the letter.
It's not an ultimatum. It's like buying a house.
Yeah, but if you share rent and then you're still going to live together, but he doesn't want to buy.
If he's coming with you, then he could pay. You can work out a rent payment, but you don't have to buy the house with him. That's not. I wouldn't be. I don't know how that works legally. How unmarried people buy houses together. That's something for y'all to figure out. But you don't have to have him to buy the house, is what you're saying. So buy your house. And if you want him to move in it with you, then you can work out a rent agreement with him. But don't postpone your dream for a man.
Just buy your house.
No.
But on his side, if you share a toothbrush, I think, in the same house, you're common law married. So you're basically common law married already.
Not necessarily.
I'm married. I don't even share a toothbrush.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah, if you have a toothbrush.
That's gross.
Yeah. If you have a toothbrush in the same place, it can be argued.
Not every state has common law.
Argued.
Rubbing it on the tongue and stuff, just yuck.
Buy your house. Don't postpone your dreams for a man, is what I'm saying.
You kiss.
Yeah, it's different, though.
That's true.
I don't know what it is about.
I've had, in a pinch, use somebody's toothbrush.
Use your finger. Why can't you use your finger or a rag?
That
you don't have to use somebody's. It does enough. I'm not sharing a toothbrush. That's,
yeah.
No.
And it was just in a pinch. I could have done that, yeah.
Ooh. All right, moving on.
Yeah, okay.
I'd use any of y'all's.
Mm-mm.
No.
That's tomorrow at 7
Can I
Central.
Borrow yours, Jenna? Because I forgot mine.
I saw you getting one at the front desk, which means you didn't brush your teeth all night.
Yeah.
Or this morning.
No.
Ow. $5 to smell Justin Bieber.
No.
That's the first challenge, Al.
No.
That's the first couple challenges.
Dragon breath in the morning?
Yeah.
Deep whiff.
You don't have to.
Thank you.
It smells like coffee, I'm sure.
Oh! Used coffee?
Coffee breath.
And fish tacos from last night, too?
Yeah, that's good. I can smell it from here, bro. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I recently divorced my husband because it was a very toxic relationship. He would talk to an ex behind my back, plus talk to females for hours at a time, multiple times a day, and told me they were just guys from work. Well, I recently started dating someone that I've known for about 5 years, and it's been the perfect relationship. Now, he recently got a picture sent on Snapchat from a girl, but he immediately swiped off of it. We talked about it for a little bit, but I still can't help to think that he's hiding something. He gave me permission to go through his phone, but I still don't feel like that's the right thing to do. Given my past, should I just go through the phone and put my mind at ease, or should I just trust that he's telling me the truth, Emma?
Trust him, and don't judge every man by one bad one.
There you go.
Know, right? But didn't we have, like, one of these little pieces of information that came across our desk?
One out of five people have gone through their significant other's phone without permission.
Without, but this is with permission.
73 say they don't regret it.
Yeah, but they also
they
say
found something.
Yeah.
They also say if you do start going through your significant other's phone, that the odds are higher that you're going to end up breaking up.
Yeah.
If you, maybe because it's your rebound relationship that you're still not ready to trust someone, but you're going to drive this man nuts with
your feeling insecure.
Your insecurity, and that's the least sexy trait a woman or a man can have is is insecurity. So you need to just take his word for it, and you can't judge every man by your ex.
Well, that's a good reason to have two phones. Go through my phone, baby. I don't care. Go through.
Oh,
to my other phone.
But I mean, I would be curious not that why phone. A girl sending phone. Him sexy pictures on Snapchat.
I don't know. So I guess he can't help it. If
you can't help it, you get it.
Yeah,
I'm on the radio.
You are,
but people do.
And I show them to my wife.
I mean, it's like spam stuff. Even regular people that aren't on the radio, they get sexy
stuff
sent to them.
You have to accept those friends usually, unless you're just totally public.
On
but
Snapchat?
Why would you be public? Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't used Snapchat.
Well, I don't know all the ins and outs of Snapchat, how it works. But I do know that until somebody gives you a reason not to trust them, you trust them. That's just me. You know?
Yeah.
You get sexy pictures just because you're on the radio?
Yeah.
Al.
I guarantee
you. That's what Al's been doing wrong. Al, you've never had Snapchat?
If you're doing this wrong, I've been on the radio for 24 years.
If you went through your Instagram, I guarantee you have some of that.
I got them.
You got to show him how to find that other inbox.
Direct messages.
There was a girl that was sending him to you and me. Like, we're on a group thing.
Oh, wow.
I was home to Cheddar.
Let's wrap this up right quick.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
The long and short of this is my boyfriend and I love each other very much. That being said, he has a libido where I barely have a
I knew I was going to choose this letter, by the way,
I saw it when I read through it. That's all Al right there.
He understands and says he loves me always, but I have a lot of insecurity with the fact that I feel on maybe every once in a blue moon, I feel on where he is always locked and loaded. Don't get me wrong. I love him. I'm attracted to him, but I just don't ever feel like doing the other beato. Is there a way I can move past this so my insecurity or for my lack of drive doesn't drive him crazy? That's from Vix.
Well, Vix, you can always go to your primary care physician or your female doctor, and there are things that you can do.
Yeah?
If you are interested in meeting him halfway, there are things you can do.
Can't you eat some oysters and stuff?
Hmm?
Can't you eat the oysters?
I think that's
it's a myth.
Yeah, that's just an old.
I've been trying to feed oysters to Kenzie all the time.
But there are things you can do.
She doesn't need more.
Sometimes it could be, you know, maybe you're having a little blood work can show that you're deficient in some areas, and it's as simple as taking a little supplement. You'd be surprised at what they have available if you're interested in meeting him. Didn't she say she wants to?
Yeah.
Okay, so go talk to your doctor.
Can't you take some testosterone?
Go talk to your doctor. You got to get that stuff through a doctor,
right?
You can't get some over-the-counter stuff.
She doesn't say she wants to meet him halfway. She says, I don't ever feel like doing the libido. Is there a way I can move past this? So,
yeah,
in other words, maybe.
Open relationship.
Maybe that's...
Yeah.
So, I would look at trying to make yourself more wanting to be with him.
Get
more.
Past the...
I'm trying to do this delicately. Just go talk to your doctor. There are options for you, and there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Good choice, Al.
Thank you.
Love letters to Kelly.
Anna, you got one?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been with my man for over 4 years. He's everything I've prayed for and more. We talk about our future and marriage all the time, but now I found out that my two brothers and best friends don't like him for me. They both got angry and stopped communicating for weeks. When we decided to sit down and talk about everything, they told me that they didn't like him because they don't feel like he treats me like a queen. But they're basing this off of the last two times where everybody was together and they didn't like how he was acting with me. I have no idea what they're talking about. I don't see it, and it has caused tension between everyone, and it's very awkward for me. My man knows why they're upset with him, and he says that they're not solid friends and that they should stop talking to me instead of facing the situation. So what should I do?
Why don't you have a powwow with all of them? Why don't we all go sit down and they can say their concerns in front of him and he can address their concerns? Ooh. What?
It's the adult thing.
It's
to
like
do.
You're putting a man in front of a firing squad.
Yeah. But it's like, let's discuss this like adults. It's like, y'all, I understand that y'all have some problems with the way I've. Let's address this. Let's get it on the table because I want to move forward with this woman. If a man really wants you for his queen, his future wife or whatever, he'd be willing to have that conversation with the friends. And then at one point you got to decide, this is the okay, your friends are great. Is it friends or family?
No, it's brothers friends. And friends, right?
It says two brothers slash best friends. Brothers. Maybe one's a brother, one's a best friend.
Okay, so who are you going to bed with every night? Who are you building a future with? I mean, it's one thing to have people you can go out to lunch with. It's another people that you're trying to build a life with. So at one point, you have to make a choice. But I would have everybody sit down as adults and try to figure out, what's the problem here? How can we fix this and move forward? Because we both love her. We both want the best for her. So how can we make that happen?
All right.
Right?
It's tough to do, but yeah.
It's tough.
You're on it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, we're going to let Justin read one today.
Oh, yay. My goodness.
Yes.
All right.
And I just started reading for the first time yesterday. So here we go. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I recently graduated college, and my best guy friend from college also moved here for work. We've always had feelings for each other, but have never hooked up because I knew once we did, we would start gaining feelings and want something seriously. Well, last week we hooked up. I'm not sure where we stand now. Should I pursue him as more of a boyfriend, or should I just stay casual? Rachel.
Sounds like you should stay casual. Because if he was interested, he'd be pursuing you in that way, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He just got drunk.
His toe in the water and decided he wasn't ready to swim.
It happened.
Yeah. That's what happened. Yeah. So you just got to... Yeah,
oh, she
I wouldn't.
The feels,
I think so. She's caught those feelings.
That's what happens. And women think they can keep it casual, and women's feelings get involved, too. So you could probably chalk that up to, well, I was right. That didn't work out, and move on.
That's going to be okay. Go get a haircut.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Go get a haircut.
Go get a haircut.
We should do love letters to Justin.
Yeah, just have a Justin.
Go get a haircut.
Go treat yourself.
Solid advice.
Get your haircut.
Dye it blue.
Yeah. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to kidnation.com. We'll be back at it again on Wednesday.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.